Sumalai wa astikai. Estimadas y estimados colegas, amigas y amigos, chers collègues et amis, dear colleagues and friends. Thank you all for your trust, for your support, and for your encouragement. Shukran, gracias, merci, thank you. To take over as the chairperson of GANRI is a tremendous responsibility, and you can hear it in my voice. I am most grateful that this responsibility is rendered so much lighter by the fact that I can take over at a time when our global alliance is firmly established and fully operational, and where exciting new opportunities are opening up for us. And for this, I would like to recognize the leadership and the outstanding achievements of the outgoing chairperson, Advocate Dr. Lorenz Muschwana. But since you will remain chairman until the end of our annual meeting, and since the clock is probably ticking down, I will reserve long words of thanks for tomorrow evening. But I think I would ask you, dear colleagues and friends, to give a big hand now to the chairmanship of Dr. Muschwana so far. As I'm taking over as GANRI chairperson, I consider myself extremely lucky to have a strong support at my side. Although it has yet to be decided, I'm very confident that I'll have Montserrat Solano, Ombudswoman of Costa Rica, as the secretary, the GANRI secretary. And I'm also lucky and glad to have my colleague, Michael Windfuhr, the deputy director of the German Institute, without whom I would not have accepted the nomination. I'm sure that the three of us will make a great team at the helm of GANRI. Together, let's seize the opportunities that are opening up for us. The landmark NHRI resolution adopted last year by the UN General Assembly has paved the way for us NHRIs for our participation in UN bodies outside Geneva, such as the Commission on the Status of Women, the Open-Ended Working Group on Aging, the Conference of State Parties to the CRPD, and the SDG process. We need to build on the momentum and to ensure that we get to participate in a way that allows us to bring our distinct role and expertise to the debates. We can help the international community develop solutions that are long-lasting because they are responsive to the needs of the people concerned, because they are respectful of human rights. We need to show this added value of our work to the work of UN bodies in New York, going beyond the bodies with an express human rights remit to those in the area of security and development. In the SDG process, we NHRIs are ideally placed to advise and monitor the domestic implementation of the 17 goals by linking them to the recommendations of UN human rights bodies. We can also make a meaningful contribution to the international monitoring processes. We must be particularly watchful as to whether domestic implementation takes place with the participation of civil society. But also, when we look beyond these processes, we see an urgent need for a strong voice for human rights in the world. And we've heard that this morning from the Deputy High Commissioner as well. Presently, many global problems are being approached without due regard or without any regard to human rights at all. Take, for example, the responses to the mass migration into Europe, to terrorist violence in the name of religion or for other reasons, or to armed conflict. It is our duty to speak out for human rights, to remind states of their human rights obligations, and to show them how the respect for human rights will help find sustainable solutions and will help build peaceful and inclusive societies as laid down in Goal 16 of the Sustainable Development Goals. Moreover, we need to better put our strength to the service of the UN. We monitor the development of the human rights situation in our respective countries. Thus, we can be the eyes and ears of the UN. We can serve as an early warning mechanism to help prevent the outbreak of violence and armed conflict. Our tripartite partnership with OHCHR and UNDP is an excellent opportunity to make this a reality and to further strengthen our capacities in this respect. Here, I would also like to acknowledge the NHRI EU project that we owe to the dedicated work of the Danish Institute for Human Rights, which also will allow us to develop individually and collectively. And finally, to the fundament of all, we must and we will continue to make the accreditation process even more robust while preserving its fairness and transparency so as to uphold and enhance the legitimacy of our work as NHRIs. As we hold governments to account, we must also hold each other to account. Or to quote Lorenz Moschwana, "A status is not given, it must be earned." I know that all this is an ambitious program, but I'm not alone. You are there to realize this program. And after all, promoting and protecting human rights worldwide is not for the half-hearted and the hesitant, because human rights are not just out there, they must be asserted again and again. Colleagues and friends, as you certainly heard when I took the floor, I do not speak the four languages of Ganri, and I know that many of you do not either. But we all speak one common language, the language of human rights. Human rights are what binds us together. They constitute the basis of our common responsibility. The responsibility to promote and protect human rights in our own countries and collectively on the regional and international levels. This is what our regional networks are for, and this is what Ganri is for. Together, we can and we will do our part to help make human rights a reality for everyone, everywhere. Let's get going as a global alliance. Thank you.